Shay, you ready? Okay. As I was seeking the Lord on what to share this morning, and I just wanted to reflect some on this past year, felt that, as even was mentioned in our through Jennifer on the breakthroughs, that we don't forget, that we don't neglect. And so I just kind of went through and brought out some points that I think it's very important, that were kind of highlights to me throughout the year. Maybe they will be to you. But I did have some things I wanted to read here. In our continuous walk with the Lord, which is a walk of faith, it's been pointed out over and over that we need to learn to believe and trust in the Lord in the little things. It's in the daily walk that we learn the Lord, the daily steps of faith. And then when big things come up that are to us bigger than these little daily things, it's easy to make the choice to trust the Lord because He's come through on a day-to-day basis. And that way we don't have any, there are not any big issues. It's just we continue to trust the Lord in everything. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 10. Yeah, chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So we live by faith. And then over in chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Them that diligently seek him. That is a seeking him in a worshipful way, that we want him, we need Jesus. And that's the kind of faith that he's talking about here. Not just a casual, nonchalant, overwhelming faith. It's a active, clear, diligently seeking the Lord. And so going back to at the beginning of 2014, just to recall a little bit, God began mixing up our agendas. Mixing up our meetings, and change was happening, including, remember, our December 31st gathering.
Yes.
It was very clear that was God. New Year's Eve was, the weather was such that only a few, very few, gathered together. And but yet we had a wonderful time together, and but there was not the so-called setup for the coming year, or there was not the word from the Lord for the coming year that night, or how to proceed. Amen. But with faith, we walk by faith, and we just continue to follow the Lord. You know, we don't need any great big, Jesus is the answer, even at that point, even in that instance. And The words from the Lord following were rich and deep and encouraged us to continue with faith in him. There's a quote here, "Break from that which has not been the Lord and let him have his way." And then there, "Break from individualism." In early January, there's much sharing on seeing one another in Christ. A break from individualism, a seeing one another in Christ in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the differences. Despite the things that might rub us wrong, or despite that which we might see on the outward and not see Christ, to see one another in Christ, truly. Another point was seeing Christ and not trying to get more of Christ in us or our lives. That's selfishness to say, I want more Jesus in my life and neglect the rest of the members, or to neglect the rest of the body. But to say, no, it is Christ in me. It is the cross in me, to look away from myself and see others in Christ and to love them, to get to that point. And to break from our established judgments and religious mannerisms and ways. And a passage was given in Psalm. Turn over to Psalm 122. Beginning in verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. That was very apparent to continue and to even press in more to pray for the sake of our brothers and our sisters and our friends, to pray for peace, the only peace, Christ himself, in each and every one of yes, us, but those that we come in contact with, those who are part of our body and others too. And here we're still early in the year, and I will seek your good. In April, it was shared to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, who knows the heart of Jesus. It's amazing that would be need to be reiterated. You know, but we can become casual, can't we? We can become nonchalant in being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. A sensitivity to the Holy Spirit to allow Jesus, the one we love, to change us now and increase our love for one another. And so there was concerted prayer towards that. There was concerted keying in on that aspect, that we'd be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And not for us, amen? Not for just us, but for that we would see as Christ sees his body, each and every member. The Ireland trip was a continuation of the way God dealt with us this past year in messing up our agendas, changing the program, getting us away from our comfort zone, if you will. It was a big change from the past. It was having a real peace and love for one another more than our programs and agenda, and that's big. that really is big. We can get to a place that we're comfortable, and so we want to stay with the way things are and the way things have been, and overlook what is important, overlook what is necessary, and that's that the love of Christ be made manifest in this mortal flesh towards others as Christ sees them. And there were some big major changes in Ireland. And see, that doesn't just, if you didn't make the trip, it doesn't just happen there. It happens in the whole body. It affects the whole. Turn over to Isaiah 42. It's one thing to agree and say yes, Lord, to change, and to say yes, Lord, to these words from the Lord. But it's another matter to be at a point where you can stop saying just yes, and it becomes manifest, and it happens, and you're okay with it. Amen. I mean, words mean nothing if there is not the step of faith that follows. You step out in faith, and it doesn't affect you, doesn't affect your soul. In Isaiah 42, let's begin at verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I've put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the streets, in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. There was a readdressing of this progress of the breakthroughs. It was readdressed. It was brought forth. The smallest amount of knowing him, he will honor. So it doesn't really matter if the breakthrough was a big thing, huge big thing that you can declare, but it's those little steps of faith that he will honor. It's the little things. Did the Lord show you and you follow through with that breakthrough and trust the Lord in it, even no matter how big it was? There are big things, but there are those little things too, and he honors that. There was the statement of the evidence of a breakthrough is his rest and his peace. His rest and peace. Christ is our rest and Christ is our peace. And so if we're still dealing with lack of that rest and that peace in areas, then there hadn't been a real breakthrough yet. It hadn't really come through. So it's not to give up. It's not to say, well, we're through that season. No, we're not through that season then, because until we all come, there's got to be that believing for one another that, man, we're going to press, we're going to fight for you, we're going to deal with this and trust the Lord in it. The increase of Christ is the greatest breakthrough. The increase of Christ is the greatest breakthrough. And it can be in those particular areas that maybe you went to the Lord and he showed you an area that needed a breakthrough, and that hasn't happened. That hadn't happened yet. And so he's not finished yet then. And it doesn't necessarily mean deliverance from something here on this earth, or of the earth, even though it can be. But the Lord is spirit, and a lot of my issues are spiritual issues. And so in Luke, it talks about the faith of a mustard seed, how great that is. We just need the faith of a small seed. Towards the middle of the year in June, we had a wonderful word from the Lord saying that we have been faithful in submitting to the Lord. And so now it was time to resist the devil. How's your resisting? Submit to the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee. The only way that's going to happen is by having a firm foundation in Christ. Firm foundation. You can yell and shout words all you want at the devil, but if our foundation is established on Christ, it doesn't matter to him. He just laughs it off. But if we know, yeah, it hurts his ears. Yeah. But that was a wonderful word. You know, been faithful in submission to the Lord, been faithful. And so it was time to resist the devil, to quit bowing down to accepting certain things that were of him, of the devil, and he's got to flee. In Ephesians 6, read a passage there. We'll look at verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is totally a spiritual issue. In fact, I just finished reading a little passage that Sparks wrote about in regards to this very passage here, putting on the full armor of God. And he just reiterated how much this is all spiritual. And this battle that we're in, battling with spiritual forces, powers and world forces, against the world forces. Spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. We got to keep remembering that this is a spiritual battle, and the enemy will do everything and anything and everything that he can to stop God from having his eternal plan fulfilled. And that's in each and every member, and that's especially in the body of Christ, but the body of Christ is made up of members. So if he can keep the members from loving one another, from accepting one another in Christ, realizing who we are in Christ Jesus and who you are in Christ Jesus, if he can keep that from happening and keep the body of Christ disoriented, I think that's the word, then God's plan is not being fulfilled with regards to the body of Christ. And it's all spiritual. And what happens is, as long as we're caring for ourselves more than others, as long as we're living for self, he didn't have a problem with that, because that's not part of God's plan. But how many times we forget that, and our minds are so much on ourselves and our circumstances, which are not spiritual, the external, the worldliness. We got our minds set on that so much that the enemy just will leave us alone then. He says, I don't have a problem with this. They're not part of God's eternal. They're not coming into this plan that God wanted. So it's a spiritual battle. And that's why one of the things that he stressed was to, when you come into this, to be already prepared. You don't go in for battle not prepared. You better be already prepared if you're going to fight the devil. You better already be shod and strong in the Lord and have a firm foundation. And what I would say on that is just don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant of the degree that the enemy wants to break up. And you see that in churches all over, that things happening, things not coherent, not together, not a lack of oneness, a lack of purpose, a lack of vision, of knowing the vision of the Lord and his purpose. Then there was the question brought up, is he really our Lord, or do we still have areas that we are protecting from him? Oh, Lord. Or he is Lord. And how easy it is for us to speak Jesus is Lord, but yet the manifestation of that is not happening. And we can just so candy coat that. We can so fool ourselves thinking that, yeah, I believe Jesus is Lord in my life, but there's no manifestation. And so have we searched our hearts in this area? It's not too late. We continue to do that. At the end of June, the Lord announced that he wanted to do a new thing, a new beginning. Praise the Lord. There'll be more on that, I am sure. But it was because of the faithfulness in the breakthroughs that we are in a new beginning. And later there was an encouragement and admonishment to seek the Lord with regarding this new beginning. Because a lot of times you can get all excited about a new beginning. Oh, yeah, we're in a new beginning. But are we ready for that? Are we really ready? Are we ready for the Lord to do it and not ourselves? Probably 30 different ideas of what the new beginning is all about, you know. But the Lord has his ideas and his intentions, and he wants us to prepare our hearts according to his purpose and his will. It must be from the throne of God, the Lamb himself, and also an encouragement towards the stirring of faith, stirring up of faith. Remember the mini conference in July. Remember that. A gathering at Jesus' feet, wanting to know what was on his heart. Was on his heart relating to the new beginning for each individual member and the body, carries over to the body. It was a time of soaking and just loving on the Lord and listening to his heart. And it's good to remember and to ponder the things that the Lord spoke to us about during that time. Each member. And that feeds over into the body because that's who we are. In late July, we were encouraged to maintain the breakthroughs by, remember, hewing Agag, cutting his head off, and encouraging each other to do that. Not to just accept compromise, not to just say that, well, this is the way it's always going to be, but no. And if you see someone doing that, to encourage them to cut that off, cut that body, that head off. It was Agag representing the old man and old nature, not Christ, and not a part of his kingdom. Many times it's lack of faith. Well, it is. It's lack of faith. It's not part of his kingdom. But to fight for one another, to stand the ground for those in the body that may lack the faith, to cut the head of Agag, to work through the breakthrough that needs to be taking place, and to stand and fight in prayer, and continue to do that until there is a breakthrough. Amen. Don't just say one time and just kind of a casual thing, and well, I prayed, but there's no breakthrough in that for our brothers and sisters. But to continue to press us through. New beginning is Christ, not circumstances or us, not our props and our agendas. The new beginning is Christ. It's a new seeing of Christ, a new allowing of Christ to have his will and his way, to break through. In early October, during all the rush to get ready for the conference, there was a furtherance there was an admonishment to allow Christ to live in and through his body by honoring others more than ourselves. It was a reiteration, it was a recalling, but it was also during a time that we were pretty worn out physically. And so it was, the timing on that was just excellent, and the Lord always has great timing. To consider others more important, to honor them because of Christ in them. And see, that all entails from the very beginning of the year to pray for one another, to look to others, and to honor them because of the Christ that is in them. Also because of what Christ in them can do. And so that extends even beyond the borders of someone that's already saved, but it's the potential of what Christ can do in any person. Amen? If Christ can get a hold of someone, he got a hold of me, he got a hold of you. Look at the difference. Look at what he can do in others. Honoring them because of Christ in them. So then in mid-October, there was another encouragement to love one another. Christ in all of us is the hope of glory. And to share Jesus in a practical way. We can be so spiritual that we're no earthly good, heavenly bound, and that we're no earthly good, that it's just... there was that encouragement to share Jesus in practical ways, and especially when the conference came, to share Christ in the daily, mundane issues of life, in the daily walk. Because it's one thing to talk about it, but another to actually walk it out. It should be something that after so long we're able to say, man, this is the way Christ worked in my life on a daily basis in this area or whatever it is, down-to-earth practical ways. But it goes even beyond the conference, doesn't it? It goes in our daily life even now, in our sharing with one another, in our sharing with people we come in contact with, to share Jesus in a way that's practical. People can identify with it and say, I can do that. I can do that. That's not way up here and mystical. It's right now. Then there was the statement, we must hear from heaven in order to be changed. We've got to hear from heaven. We've got to hear from the Lord. in order to be changed. During the conference, our little world was rocked again to some degree. Great change in the conference itself, with the agendas, the meetings. Our traditional world, it was changed. But see, the Lord had prepared us for that, because we just want Jesus, amen. We want Him to be the director and direct our meetings and lead us and guide us all along the way. The interesting thing is, I'm sure we had quite a few people here that were used to conferences that probably weren't used to what took place the way that we did ours. But I know in the effectiveness of the individual gatherings where the men met and the women met, it was really down to earth, very practical, the ability for individuals to share, open their hearts, even the final big meeting that we had, to not just listen to one person, but it was life-changing. It was life-changing, and it was encouraging to the body of Christ to hear how the Lord worked. Amen? Maybe we do hear from God sometimes. And lastly, the new beginnings. I don't have much more to say on that because we're in that. And it's coming. Yeah, and the new year's coming. But I do remember that with God, this time thing is for us. You know, He's not celebrating a new year. He's not celebrating the fact that, 2015's coming. But we do that, and He does that for us. He gives us 24 hours a day, gives us the time and stuff like that, probably because we need it. we need to know we're in a new year. That one's gone. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's hope yet, but with Him it's not, and even with the new beginnings, with Christ, every moment's a new beginning, every day's a new day, and that should be encouragement enough. But He knows how flaky we are, and so He allows these words, talking about new beginning. He allows that. He brings forth that. That's about all I had to share on. I think it's important to ponder these things, to think on them, and not just to get through another year and say, okay, now's a new year. Let's see what we got going now. It's important to remember the Lord and how He worked in this past year, and look forward to how He's going to work in the coming year. Amen. Does anybody have anything they want to add to this, or rail on, or? My goodness, it's early. Yes, Mallory.
Established
to
the direction that the Lord is
ordering
His Son in us, you know. So, just wanted to say that again.
Yeah, Mallory was for the Skype people. I'll try to repeat that to some degree. how what Jennifer mentioned with breakthroughs, how many times we don't know, we may not even know it's a breakthrough and we've broken through. And God doesn't have to show us everything. We just need to keep our eyes and our hope on Him and trust Him, because He is able to break through whether we know it or not. Whether we've got it nailed down, whether we said, oh, that's an area, well, we probably got lots of areas we don't even know about that He wants to break through. And whether we recognize it or not is not the issue. We just need Christ. He's enough. And that was a blessing.
I'm saying God would work, the Lord would move in my life and do some really incredible things. And I get down the road maybe a couple of years and not even remember, you know, those things happening. But then maybe at a certain juncture kind of go, somebody may say something about they're having a struggle or something, and I think, I used to have a struggle with that. And it's like, it's life now in me, and it's worked in me so that you're not having to kind of, it's not like a shield you're having to hold up constantly. It's more like something that's become part of you. And it's like breathing, so you don't always retain everything, all the glory of the breakthrough, but you do retain the life of it and the victory of it, even if it's, because it's not a mental thing anyway. It's a spiritual thing. And so, you know, my desire is, because we've been working on it for a year and a half, is to hear some of people's breakthroughs. But, you know, I realized that, you know, even from June, when it was really the time where the Lord had settled a lot of things for people, in a certain sense, we're already moving into new territory. And in that new territory, we have new challenges. From June, because June was a big month of sort of ending the breakthrough type things. And we already have new challenges, and those new challenges are, you know, they're going to be big again. I mean, it's always yeah. something with us. Yeah. That's what the Lord said. There's always something with you. He's Jewish.
Praise the Lord.
It's always something with you. Situation is the Lord. We have the Lord.
Amen.
And we will go from glory to glory. We will go from one thing to the other as He takes us through it. So praise God.
Amen.
If you're not the flock, it gives the Father good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love for us and for Your people. And thank You for the way You've shared with us Your heart this past year, and just all the encouragement and the admonishment. Lord, we want to continue to seek Your face and seek Your heart, Lord. We want more Jesus in one another. We want more of Jesus coming forth to be Your true body, to be a body given to You. And that means each and every member, Lord. We pray that manifestation of Your Son on this earth, Lord, in greater ways. All for Your glory. Thank You for, thank You for Your heart. And we thank You for You. Thank You for Jesus and Your Holy Spirit. Lead and guide and direct. Always, always working to lift up Christ. We praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.